Sailing to Capri by Elizabeth Adler. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Disc 1.
To Ricardo. He knows why. Part 1. The mystery begins at Snedley Hall, Yorkshire, England. No man is ever rich enough to buy back his past. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. Daisy Keene. It's snowing. Great white starry flakes that cling to my red hair like a tiara on a princess for all of a minute before melting and running in icy drops down the back of my neck. My mother, who was a stickler for proper behavior for young ladies, would have said it was my own fault. I should have worn a hat to the funeral out of respect for the dead. Of course, she was right. But since I don't possess a hat, at least not one suitable for a funeral, I'd decided to do without. So now here I am, standing with a small crowd of mourners at the graveside of Robert Waldo Hardwick, modern mogul, maker and loser of several fortunes, and the proud winner of a knighthood bestowed on him by Her Majesty the Queen, making him unto eternity, I suppose, Sir Robert Hardwick. We are outside the Gothic greystone church in the village of Lower Snedley, Yorkshire, England. It's a freezing cold April afternoon, with the wind whipping across the Pennines, chilling the blood of those of us who are still amongst the living. At least we assume we are, because by now all feeling is numbed. Even Bob's dog, a small, stocky Jack Russell, crouched next to me on his lead, looks frozen into stillness.